This year, it seems like protests have been exploding all over the world. And even though each one is different, they have some things in common. But they're also clearly learning from each other. Digitally connected young people sharing tactics, slogans, anthems, and words of support. A lot of this is coming from Hong Kong, where protests have been going on for months. Francisco Olivos, a Chilean sociologist studying in Hong Kong, pointed out this video being shared in Chile. It's of Hong Kong protesters defusing a tear gas canister. And it's been shared 116,000 times. Here, a protester from Sudan's movement earlier this year advises Lebanese protesters how to treat tear gas. And something else Hong Kong has taught Chile is building roadblocks with bricks to slow down police. Protesters in Chile have started using lasers to annoy police as well, a tactic that they used in Hong Kong to disrupt facial recognition cameras. Powerful symbols are spreading too. This is the Casalazo, a cheap and effectively irritating way to show your rage. It's spreading across protest movements in Latin America. It's new here in Colombia, which doesn't have a long history of protesting, but it's been inspired by Chile, Bolivia, and Ecuador. It can be traced back as far as protests in Venezuela in the 70s. Movements are sharing anthems as well. El Valle de los Que Sobran is a Chilean rock song from the 80s, and it's become part of the Colombian movement now. And here, protesters in Lebanon are singing their support for Iraq and Chile. This video, also from Lebanon, was shared to celebrate how peaceful protests there were.